We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Tasha Paige Lockhart. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. And congratulations for your season 6 win.
Thank you. It's still like a dream come true to me. I can't believe it.
Wow. Now let's go back, because it seems like you might have a little pressure on you because of, Michael Brooks?
Oh, yeah, that's my stepfather.
Okay. And, all right. And also, the world-renowned Lisa Paige Brooks?
Oh, yeah, that's my mother.
How much pressure is that on you to succeed?
Man. I mean, you know, it's been a lot of pressure all my life, but I'm really kind of settling into my own now. And it's almost like a blessing and a curse because, you know, people, they expect you to be, you know, so much, but then at the end of the day, I get ridiculed and criticized a lot when I don't do things the way that they've done them, or, you know, the way that they've seen, or the sound that they've heard from them. They expect me to do certain things. And, you know, when I'm branching out and I'm settling into my own sound, you know, some of those people, you know, they have comments, and then they're entitled to their opinion, their own opinion. That's fine. But I did get a lot of flack, too, from being on the show, because a lot of people were calling in and writing and saying that it wasn't fair, you know, the competition was rigged, and her mother is well known. And I'm trying to figure out, like, what does this have to do with my mom? Like, she came to one show. She was nowhere around. The judges really didn't even know who I was until the first filming. They didn't even recognize me in the audition.
Wow. Well, you know, people are going to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm so glad that you didn't let that bother you. You got past that, and you became the winner on your own merit. And that's the good thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about earlier growing up. And you recorded some commercial jingles?
Oh, yeah. I got my start doing voiceovers and jingles for, like, Bisquick, Dodge Caravan, Red Wings, Detroit Red Wings, and Chrysler. That's just a few of them. But I
wow.
did that from, like, ages 5 to, like, 12 or 13.
Oh, man. Can I put you on the spot for a minute? I know you
sure.
don't want to be put. Okay. Can you give me a little sample of maybe a commercial or something?
One that you might recognize that I did. America's best-selling minivan, Dodge Caravan. I did that one. I did The United Way, the best way to care. That was me.
Wow. Wow. This is unbelievable. How was it being on the show, knowing that you had folks like Yolanda Adams and CeCe Winans and Donnie McClurk and these big superstars judging you, Tasha?
It was, my nerves were shot. They were shot to pieces, I tell you. I always get very nervous when I sing, but just to have those people that I admire and look up to, you know, I've admired them all my life. And they're all friends of my mother. And, you know, I've been around them. Some of them have been to my grandmother's house as a kid. And growing up listening to BB and CeCe and Yolanda over at the house. And, I mean, it's just for them to be able to give me, you know, criticism and tell me, you know, to hear some of the things that they were saying. And the compliments and the stuff that they were giving me, I put everything in, I applied it, and it's priceless information. I'm just honored to even just be in their presence.
I've had the opportunity to interview Kurt Franklin, the opportunity to meet him in person, and he is one, my experience with him, one of the nicest, down-to-earth guys you could ever meet. What's your experience with him?
The same exact way. You know, when he's on the show and he's saying, it's your brother, it's your nephew, it's your cousin, when you meet him and you're around him, he actually makes you feel like you his brother, his nephew, or his cousin.
Wow.
He'll sit there and talk to you for hours like it's nothing. He's a very humble person, and he makes you feel comfortable in the studio. You know, he just, he's really, he gets to know you. He studied my voice. He knew what would sound good on me. He wrote songs and tailor-made them for me.
Being from Detroit, we're talking about more pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Detroit is known for cars and superstars. How much more pressure can you get, you know, with your mom being Lisa Page Brooks, you know, your stepdad, Michael Brooks, being from Detroit? Is the pressure mounting?
I mean, it, you know, I feel it a little bit, but I don't focus on that. I don't focus on that because God has given me an assignment. He's given me a gift. You know, I'm my own individual, and although I have things that, you know, were imparted into me by them, you know, things that I cherish and moments and, you know, things that I've learned from them, but God has given me my own journey, you know, my own road and path that I had to go down to get where I am today, and things that I had to experience and go through for this anointing to be birthed out of me, pressed out of me. You know, I've struggled a lot, and I've been hurt a lot in my life. So that's why I can be, you know, I'm a very non-confrontational person. I'm a very, I'm big on humility. You know, I talk to people. I'm really big on serving and serving God's people. So the pressure is there, but I really don't focus on that, but more so on the assignment. And I'm just like, Lord, whatever you have for me, that's what I want to be.
Let's get into the new album, but first let's talk about the single. Tell us about that.
This song, my new single, is called Different. It'll be available April 22nd, which is next week, to download on all digital sites. This song is very special to me because it talks about my life and my testimony. It doesn't specifically say, you know, certain things that I went through, but, you know, Kirk wrote the song after having a conversation with me and me telling him about my story. And so that's how he wrote a lot of the songs on the album, was really based off my life. So it's easy for me to sing them because I can connect with them. This song just talks about, it's a song of hope. It's a song of restoration. It's a song of transparency. And it'll show you, you know, you can come back from anything. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what you've done or what you've been through. It doesn't matter even if you placed yourself in those positions from your own disobedience. God can bring you back. There's a line in the song that says, there's not a hole too deep that God won't reach down and save me. I mean, that line right there just speaks volumes of, I don't care what you've done, seen, heard, touched, or whatever it may be. God can restore, and he will if you allow him to.
Different. Now, is that going to be the name of the album?
No, the name of the album is called Here Right Now.
Okay, Here Right Now. What other songs can we expect from Here Right Now?